Hi, this is Fred Wallace with Off the Wire, proudly sponsored by Pete's Auto Body. Pete's Auto Body because we care about our community. The Montreal Canadiens advanced to the Stanley Cup Finals last season before losing in the championship to the Tampa Bay Lightning. As the new NHL season has opened, the Habs have started 0-4, heading to their game tomorrow night against Detroit. This stumble for Montreal out of the gate and the possibility of a trying season is not entirely unexpected. Over the last 10 years, the list of follow-up success by Stanley Cup finalists is mixed at best. Vancouver, New Jersey, Boston on two occasions, the Rangers, Tampa Bay, San Jose, Nashville, Vegas, and Dallas, they were the Stanley Cup losers in sequence starting in 2011. Obviously, with Tampa Bay winning back-to-back Stanley Cups of late, their loss in the 2015 championship to Chicago served as a harbinger of great things to come. Plus, I think you could also make the case for the Bruins and Vegas as remaining as elite or at least contending teams after their trip to the Cup final. But the Canucks, Devils, the Rangers, the Sharks, the Predators, and the Stars more or less got to the very peak of the sport, failed in the final, and then fell right off. And in some cases, like the Devils, the fall was steep and wicked. The 2021 Stanley Cup appearance for the Montreal Canadiens was viewed by their devoted fan base as the start of big things for the organization. And you know what? They may be accurate, maybe sooner rather than later. But right now, the cautionary tale from the recent NHL history is that the berth in the final may also represent the zenith of a journey, and then it's back to square one. For Pete's Auto Body, I'm Fred Wallace.